Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reported the United States is working with other countries in the Middle East to thwart that possibility. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 human hostages and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel, start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
The Speaker told President Biden to expect separate bills to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine when he met him last week. The Biden administration wants another $100 million in aid for both Israel and Ukraine. Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine. DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and a UCLA supply chain expert are reporting the cost of Halloween candy is up 13% this year. Candy is more expensive due to the rising cost of ingredients, labor, and transportation. The average U.S. household is expected to spend about $35 on candy this year. That's up from $30 in past years. USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The initial autopsy results for actor Matthew Perry are inconclusive and pending a toxicology report.
The Friends star was found dead in his hot tub at home in Los Angeles Saturday of an apparent drowning at the age of 54. Further investigation is being requested, with the cause of death still listed as deferred. The L.A. County Medical Examiner says the conclusion will likely not be released for several weeks. I'm Dave Collins.
Two construction workers are hurt after a restaurant under renovation partially collapsed in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Officials say a construction worker was in the basement when part of the 143-year-old building partially fell Saturday. It took crews 2 hours to free the workers from the debris at the Union Street location. Officials say the owner plans to tear down the restaurant completely and build a new one. An international Red Cross official is calling the small number of trucks getting into Gaza with humanitarian aid a drop in the ocean.
It's only a small fraction of what the Gaza Strip and Gazans need today.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Red Cross International Committee Director General Robert Martini said 6 trucks of aid arrived in Gaza on Friday and 3 more made it on Sunday. House Speaker Mike Johnson says a subpoena for the president's son, Hunter Biden, is long overdue. Some lawmakers are accusing President Biden of selling his votes in Washington to foreign entities. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, a whole new week. And still lots of things going on nonstop, and we're here to keep you abreast of what's going on in your world so that you know what to be on the lookout for and what you need to be praying about, right? Okay. Well, good to have you here with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, I'll tell you, you know, this theme has been running through my mind here in the last couple of weeks, kind of been gnawing at me, and I'm still in the process of firming it all up. But I believe that where we are right now is, you know, there's this idea of decoupling, you know, from China. And hear me out here for just a second, because this may sound a little extreme here, because we've got 2 years left of Joe Biden. And, you know, and people ask me, Bill, what do we do? You know, what is the remedy here? And I said, well, basically, the way I see it is that we have to decouple from this government. Now, it may sound radical, okay? I'm going to let you sit on that for just a moment, only because we've been waiting for Colonel John Mills to join us. John is a national security professional with service in five eras. Cold War, Peace Dividend, War on Terror, World Chaos, and now the Great Power Showdown and the Fight to Save Our Republic. He's the former Director of Cybersecurity Policy, Strategy, and International Affairs at the Department of Defense. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, and his latest book, War Against the Deep State. Colonel Mills, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thank you. Always an honor to be on your show.
Well, you know, Jerry Nadler says the deep state doesn't exist. I mean, it's like, come on. You know, I don't even know why people, maybe because they think he's a commentator for the Babylon Bee or something, or maybe he's channeling his Will Rogers. I don't know. But people need to understand that Jerry Nadler isn't somebody that we can take serious, especially when it comes to things about the Beltway and the narrative, because he's postured in it and he has prospered in the false narrative that comes out of the Beltway that's been involved with a couple of impeachments and has done nothing to unite this country.
Well, I don't know if it's you're allowed to say this in the year 2023. I always it's suspect when somebody who's wider than they are tall says something. And Jerry Nadler is just a absolute tool and operative of the deep state. You know, he's a benefactor. Mm-hmm. He's a recipient. He lives off the proceeds and the entitlement of the deep state. But it's very clear. I mean, the deep state, the foundation of the deep state is the pervasive surveillance system created in 2007 to 2014, which really became the glue to create the unlawful fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government.
Right.
And
exactly.
These are the administrative state, the marriage of law and federal law enforcement, intelligence, and big tech, and then the nonprofits.
Right. You know, John, just a minute. I want to go back to what you said about Nether. I know you're trying to be kind, and I know it's tough because you're talking about a fellow human being trying to do the best in their life and that. But, you know, Jerry Nadler was 6'2 and weighed 200 pounds. He might have a different attitude. Hear me out on this, John, because I think what happens here psychologically is, you know, people are just not so sure of themselves, and they get caught up in a trap, so to speak. And I think Jerry Nadler and others like him are so insecure about who they are that they found a club that will accept them, you know, as you say, as wide as they are tall. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you are a government official and you're supposed to be about the people's business and you sold your soul in order to, have some sort of, you know, some kind of dignity or some kind of identity or whatever. I mean, it's really pathetic. And we say Jerry Nadler, but Jerry Nadler is, and it's not to say with a broad brush, everybody in D.C. is this way, but too many are that way. They, you know, because we're all human beings. We all want to be liked. We all want to have a reason to exist and feel like, we're productive in our lives. But sometimes what happens is people can overlook those key components that genuinely make you a good person and make you an exceptional servant of the country. And what's happened is we don't, you know, the paradigm and the environment is such, like you're talking about, and you and I talked about this last time, because, and I blew our audience away, by the way, John, when we were talking about the deep state, and you said, I said the four branches of government, and you go, oh, no, there's six. And then you spelled it out just like you did now. And people send me emails saying, what? You know, he's so right. I can't believe this. Yeah, he's right. It's exactly what's going on. But anyway, just a sidebar on Nadler and others like him, sadly. But these are the people that make up our government that are administering laws and participating in this anti-constitutional movement that is stealing our liberties away from us, John.
Yeah, we have to have a, you know, the concept of checks and balances are very important. We have a problem. We've blown through the existing constitutional checks and balances. Mm-hmm. Many of my former colleagues inside a government would be incensed if you talked about deep state to them, and yet, unfortunately, many of them have become, it's a good gig. It's a great mm-hmm. gig. You know, why question anything? You know, you make good money, you have great job security, unless you, lie on a travel claim or, assault somebody in the office. It's pretty hard to get fired from these mm-hmm. career gigs. But everyone takes an oath of office, both the civilians and the uniform military, and then you also have the contractors. But people need to, Klaus Schwab talks about a great reset. Well, yeah, we need a great reset, and it's of our constitutional system to get us back. And there was Senator Frank Church who ran the Church Commission in the 74-75, and we need, and that's in the book here, War Against the Deep State, we need to update that, and we need to do it again to get the U.S., and this time it has to be bigger than the CIA. We have to address the entire U.S. government and get it back to a constitutional focus, because right now it's just out of control. You know, and we are getting wins. You know, we got the Missouri and Louisiana case, which is making good progress, and the Fifth Circuit just whacked the DHS, CISA, and FBI. And if you need to meet with big tech, and I started this in the book, this was part of the establishment of the mass surveillance system. Mm-hmm. You know, if they say, if you need to meet with big tech to share best practices on national security, discuss threats, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But you cannot in any way, shape, or form, the FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan and his boss, Laura Demley, can't show up with briefcases full of names and say, silence, target, and censor these American citizens. Mm-hmm. Absolutely mm-hmm. unlawful. And I'm on that list. You may even be on that list, too.
Right.
But it's, mm-hmm.
It's a proud list.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, it's a proud list. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is what they do. as you say, they're silencing, they're targeting, and they're, you know, getting out of the way. But, you know, and what you're talking about here, John, is a process. Anything on a federal level, it's going to take some time. And you got to know the beast is very well entrenched. And they haven't just been, you know, taking up residence in the last couple of months. It's for decades that they've got a stronghold in there, and they're very well protected. Got to go to break. More from the Colonel after this.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
To the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is retired Colonel John Mills, a national security professional. We're talking about his new book, War Against the Deep State. You know, John, what I hear repeatedly on the streets of America, people wonder, why is it that all these nations outside of the country, you know, people that we give money to, why do they have such ill will and hatred towards America? And And this is what I am discerning, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but we've been misrepresented at the international level at every turn. I mean, case in point, what's going on in Israel right now? We don't know what Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken are doing in the back. I mean, here it is. America hasn't won a war in 50 years, and you've got probably the worst chief, you know, or commander in chief that you would want leading a campaign in office right now. One who Bob Gates said has never gotten anything right when it comes to foreign policy in 40 years. Now, he is in a position where we've got two war fronts, and we are probably this close, John Mills, to entering in World War III with China, you know, blustering and doing all the, I mean, this could be nuts. And Joe Biden is the commander. That scares the holy what have you out of me.
Yeah, well, we have to deal with the administration that's sworn in into office, whether we like it or not. I don't like it, but they are encumbering the office. But we have to use the checks and balances of our incredible constitutional republic to get things right. This administration is it's looking like it's corrupt, bought off, and I've been very careful to talk and say things like that. But with the SD 1023, with the suspicious activity reports, with the most recent evidence of a $200,000 payment to James Biden, who immediately turned around and cut a check to the big guy, I mean, we have courtroom-level evidence now. And so the new House Speaker needs to move at high speed on three things. First, a 90-day sprint on impeachment proceedings, not just for the big guy, but also for those who have failed the American people. Mayorkas, and I just came from Panama and saw the chaos in Panama. I went down there with Michael Young and Ann Vandersteel. And we can thank the U.S. government for much of this, but also these are Chinese influence operations. So 90-day exactly. sprint on impeachment proceedings. Mm-hmm. We have to immediately intern, and I did use the word intern, all these absolutely dangerous Chinese paramilitaries that have come across the border and are assembling inside the United States, also Hamas-related terrorists and other terrorists. This is absolute insanity. So intern them and secure the border. So those are the three things we need to do immediately. And then we got to make sure we have a clean 24 election. And this is where you and I were talking at the break. American citizens, the price of freedom, everybody envisions the price of freedom is U.S. military raising the flag over Iwo Jima or something like that. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a component of the price of freedom. But the price of freedom is just as much and probably more our involvement at the local level. And we need to get off the couch, get in the game, and ensure we have clean counties, which is really the message in my first and second books here. And that's the issue. And the prize, I've realized as a national security expert, I didn't, 2019, I did not understand the election process. I thought I knew it and understood it, but I didn't. And I realized there's a lot of people who want to bellow on social media on our side of the ledger, bellow on social media, but they won't take the time to go to these stupid, boring meetings of the election board, the county council, the school board, the registrar, the judges, sheriffs, and prosecutors. This is where the rot and the cancer starts. We used to be in a deep, deep red county. We fell asleep. We were focused on God, family, and country, right order of things, but Romans 13, we've got to stay involved in government. We absolutely must assert ourselves in government. And I live in a very diverse county, lots of Latinos, lots of West Africans. And a lot of them came here legally, and they came here because they have a better vision of the American ideal and the American dream than legacy Americans that have just become lazy and forgetful. And they the church and other places, John, what is going on to America? I didn't come to America or any of this crazy transgenderism or all any of this absolute insane behavior. What's going on with America, John? I don't know, but I'm gonna fight like a demon to make sure I don't disappoint you. You all came to America for the right reasons,
exactly.
And they have a better vision and understanding of what America is supposed to be than many lazy, forgetful legacy Americans. And that's much of my heritage comes from that background. We forgot about America, and we just presumed somebody else was taking care of things. And we realized, and even before 2020, yes, somebody else was taking care of things, and it's often people we don't agree with and can't trust.
Exactly. Well, and that was my point that I started to make is, you know, people, what America has done in other countries, you know, regime change and, you know, the CIA and, you know, these things that have happened in the name of America. I mean, this doesn't represent the light on a shining hill. I mean, this is all ego driven. It's carnal at the least. It's like, you know, we might as well be partnering with the World Economic Forum and hit the great reset button. But, you know, here people come, they still think and see that light on a shining hill, because not everybody is to hell in a handbasket, let me tell you. You know, God is maintaining his remnant of people who are in the Word, who are praying for this country and praying for leadership and praying that the people, we the people, will, you know, get off the couch, as you say, John, and participate in getting this country back on track. Because you've got, you know, the majority of Americans saying we're on the wrong track. All the polling, I mean, and I don't even know why we know what's going on. All you need to do is go to the grocery store and you see the forlorn look on people, especially at the checkout stand. When the total comes up and what they have to pay, and then, you know, when you go to the gas station and you fill up and that forlorn look is still on their face as well. But, you know, that's just all sidebar. But the thing is that a lot of countries hate America because they have a vision of America, but we're being misrepresented. And they go and they do these regime changes and they turn these countries upside down. We're getting involved in Israel's war with Hamas and, you know, and trying to get them to, you know, execute a campaign according to our wishes, or we're going to withhold money, or, you know, do any other bit of coercion and persuasion that must be done, at least in our own eyes, that has to do with the national security of Israel. That's problematic for me, John. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm all for, it's in the, I outline this book, in the book, War Against the Deep State. I'm all for, and we need an aggressive federal law enforcement intelligence, but they're to protect Americans, not to be weaponized against Americans. With the intelligence community, I urge everybody, go to the CIA website, public-facing website, and look at the Doolittle report. That is the report. That's where Eisenhower called in General Doolittle, the same lieutenant colonel who had flown army bombers off of Navy carriers in our first punchback in the Second World War. And Eisenhower asked Doolittle, what do I do with this new thing called the CIA? And Doolittle's report is epic and incredible. It'll just bring tears to your eyes. Because Doolittle and his team came back and said, we are in a life or death struggle with Soviet communism. We have never experienced or seen anything like this before in our history. We have to take the gloves off, and we have to do whatever it takes to protect America and Americans. And I said, that is exactly what they're supposed to be doing. However, unfortunately, it's not as fun and easy as pivoting around and weaponizing against the American people and keeping the American people in line. So we are the light shining on a hill. I've been involved in regime change. It's a bloody, messy operation and should be done with extreme concern and oversight. We always have to have transparency and accountability for all government operations. Transparency and accountability. Everybody says, well, and these are classified activities. How do you do that? Well, you still can have absolute transparency and accountability. Mm-hmm. We don't give a blank check to the FBI and the CIA to do whatever they want. No. Transparency and accountability.
Well, Colonel John Mills, we're out of time. Thank you, sir.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reported the United States is working with other countries in the Middle East to thwart that possibility. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 human hostages and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine. DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour from Israel, we're going to be talking with Ori Yisachar. He is the Israel Defense and Security Forum's head of research department. And the IDSF is a security-based movement whose aim is to position Israel's security as the top national priority in a manner which ensures the sovereignty of the Jewish people in their homeland for generations to come. The national security researcher and team lead in the Israeli high-tech industry, and he's here with us now with the latest update on the Israel-Hamas war. Or, Shalom, good to have you with us.
Hi there, Bill. Shalom. Good to be with you.
Well, tell us what's going on there. From you're in Jerusalem right now, right? And I understand there's some, Jerusalem is being targeted even as we speak with rockets for the first time in days.
Yeah, to be honest, I was in a news studio earlier when that happened, and we had to evacuate from the studio itself. So that all happened live. So these kind of things do happen. I got to tell you, people here are really are exemplary in heeding to the instructions of the home front command, going to safe spaces, to the bomb shelters. And really, this is the reason why we avoid civilian casualties in Israel as a result of these rockets. I got to tell you, though, that, you know, the reason why October 7 was such, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu said it was a day that would live in infamy, much like President Roosevelt said after Pearl Harbor, that it was far beyond what we are so-called used to. It's even horrendous to say it, but far beyond what we are, quote-unquote, used to with these rocket attacks. But this was, you know, ground invasion by the Hamas terrorists into Israeli kibbutzim and into that party, the outdoor party that was right on the border. And the results were horrendous. And I think right now it is our duty, really our duty, to understand that Israel's response in the Gaza Strip is not out of context. It happened right as a response, the retaliation to what Hamas did. And this is it has a very clear objective to eradicate Hamas and to wipe it out as a relevant terrorist entity. It's time, you know, I see some protests in the United States that I'm sure you're shocked by as well, supporting Hamas, or at least supporting the notion of ceasefire. And I got to tell you, we don't want no ceasefire. We do want escalation. We do want the continuation of the ground offensive. We've got the best troops in the world, and they know how to carry out the job, which is to eradicate the world from this virus called Hamas. And this is an attack that claimed the life of 1,400 innocent Israelis, including babies and elderly. And this is our mission right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is what's happened, and this is typical of every process that occurs. This has been going on, the fact is, since 2007 when Hamas took over. I mean, it started gently, and then but you saw the warning signs because you were already dealing with it in the north with Hezbollah. And there with their bombs coming out of Lebanon. And as you say, the people are well rehearsed. I mean, you know, and I say the people, the Jews of Israel, about running for cover. And the bottom line is because this has not been dealt with. They kept thinking, okay, maybe they'll play nice. Maybe they'll figure it out and they'll finally be okay. And you've been sending them money. Everybody's been sending them money. And now we find out they've been building, you know, tunnels, 300-mile sophisticated tunnelry. That is for this particular instance. And so it goes back to in America, there was a commercial with Pennzoil. It says you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea was for the Pennzoil commercial is that, yeah, Pennzoil oil may have cost a little bit at the beginning. But if you don't use Pennzoil oil, the reference was is that your engine would seize up and you'd have more problems than the little bit of added cost for Pennzoil oil. And it's the same thing with war, is that if you don't deal with it right away, and if you don't deal with evil right away, it metastasizes, and here we are. And, one thing I want to ask you, Oren, and this has been a question that's come up, you know, repeatedly here, is if the Palestinians, and I'm talking about the people that are not with Hamas, that they elected them, you know, they say, well, we're a people of peace. Well, then what can they do to help facilitate the removal of Hamas and demonstrate to the world, demonstrate to Israelis that they are, they're peace loving. And I'm not seeing that, you know, coming from the Palestinians. Are you?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we see the exact opposite. We see mass rallies in Ramallah, of all places, and other places around Judea and Samaria, the land of Israel, in Palestinian cities. We see rallies in support of Hamas in these very days.
Right.
We don't see any voices from inside Gaza. I understand they're terrified, but then we don't see too many voices from the Gaza Strip opposing Hamas or at least facilitating Israel's operation there. Got to tell you, you know, you mentioned what we call a gun in the first act, right? When it's laid on the table and everyone knows it's there and it's a gun on fire in the third act. But then nobody's, getting busy removing the gun from the table. At the end of the day, we're all human beings. I'm sure the United States did not, wake up to the catastrophe of economic spending until, the loan policy until the 2008 crisis or then again the 9/11. And so any society, I believe, wakes up in the wake of, the gunfire. But the gun was there from the very beginning, and I wish we understood. My movement, the Israel Defense and Security Forum, the Konis team, we actually, we warned that Hamas cannot metastasize, that Hezbollah cannot metastasize, and this kind of threat cannot be tolerated. But then there was no legitimacy in Israel to act beyond, a few days of fighting. Now we need to apply this very lesson all around the world and to understand we can't let these threats metastasize. Even going as far as U.S. campuses, we see some in this generation are, let's face it, some of them are lost or they need some sort of, help in the positive sense of us giving them, all the rhetoric and explanations needed in order for them to realize what's going on here. I see quite innocent support of Hamas claiming they're freedom fighters, they're fighting for Palestinian lives. Let me tell you, the last thing Hamas cares about is Palestinian lives. They care, like any warlords, they care about their own safety. They care about their own money. And
that's why they're lounging. Why they're lounging it very nicely in Qatar, right? They're not on the front lines, and they're not dodging bullets. But you see, in our schools and our universities here, it's the same thing that happened with Black Lives Matter. Or they followed it. It was the surf's up. The kids got excited, and they didn't realize the Marxist background and foundation of Black Lives Matter. Now they slowly but surely have realized it, and Black Lives Matter on the university campuses kind of faded and gone the course. And I think that, you know, one of the things that they need to...
They represent...
Go ahead.
Please. Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know if they represent the majority of that generation in America. There are so many wonderful young people. But then this is a threat that needs to be addressed, especially to the hearts and minds of the younger Americans. The fact that BLM actively supports terrorism. I saw in their Twitter page or X page, whatever you call it these days.
Yes, X.
We saw the paragliders tweeted in sort of a statement that, you know, any oppressed people must revolt. And what are you saying? That you support the decapitation of Jewish babies? That's what you, that's what you espouse for? Are you espousing for, you know, slaughtering elderly in their own beds? And, you know, in the last 3 weeks, I heard stories, and for those of you who are still shocked and cannot grasp what's going on, because it took us, let me tell you, it took us a while to realize what happened here in terms of the scale of the atrocities. And look no further than, you know, go online and watch the videos or the testimonies, rather. The testimonies of people who just tell their story, what happened in their own home.
Well, there's going to be a lot more of those stories being told, and I'm glad that's coming out. You know, even the media was exposed. Benjamin Netanyahu said, look, lest you misunderstand what's going on in the narrative that Palestinians are putting out there. Mm-hmm. We're going to show you the footage. And the people were so shocked, and they feel like, and I don't blame them, just like others there, they will live with what they saw for the rest of their lives. That's how impactful this is. Ora Iskar has been our guest. He's the head of research department with the IDSF. Ora, I think the simple summation of all this is that if the Palestinians and Hamas drop their guns, there's a chance for peace. If Israel was to drop their guns and drop their armament, then Israel would be wiped out. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our thanks and gratitude to Or Yiskar, the head of the research department for the International, or I should say Israel Defense and Security Forum. As we were discussing, he's based out of Jerusalem, and reports this morning is that Jerusalem is even being targeted this morning as the IDF continues with, with movements on the ground within Gaza. As, the war there continues. But as you can tell from Orr and the general sentiment from others that we've spoken to in Israel, Israel is very determined to once and for all wipe Hamas out. And one of the things that I got from his statement here is that between the lines is my sense is that this is going to make a big statement even to groups like Hezbollah and the Fatah and others in the area, around the world for this matter, because the fact of the matter is here in America, you know, our border has been open. We've got military age, illegal Chinese communists that have entered the country in mass numbers. Unbelievable. Hezbollah has an operation in Mexico. It is already very much known that Hezbollah has operatives within the country. You've got the cartels with their network within the country. This is all thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. There's just nobody else you can blame for this because things were quite a bit quiet comparatively at the border, even though the wall didn't get all put up. And I've had it with these rhinos and people that want to, put down Donald Trump. They did nothing to help out. To help out with border security. And now they want to be critical because we're in a campaign. Well, he didn't build a wall and Mexico didn't pay for it. Oh, wait a minute. The whole program didn't even get fulfilled. I'll guarantee you. I know this about business and I understand this much about the way Donald Trump operates. And he operates on many levels of a chessboard. It's not just a linear type of approach. There are ways to get people to pay for things and by doing the right thing. It's called sticks and carrots, and you've got to have that part available. But unfortunately, because our government and the bureaucracy and the way in which it operates, it impedes that kind of common sense operation. But see, this is the difference. When you have a bureaucrat versus a truly understanding and experienced chief executive officer, a CEO. And this is what America has needed for a long time, and we had a shot at it, and you got a taste of what it looks like. Regulation Nation was set aside. We were holding China accountable, $400 billion in sanctions to level out the playing field because these guys have been cheating all these years and taking advantage of us. And then Joe Biden automatically cancels that. And then you realize, whoa, what is going on here? Why is Joe Biden doing that? And you realize, I mean, even from books from Peter Schweitzer and Miranda Devine, they talked about the elite capturing of our elected officials. Trevor Loudon has written extensively about these card-carrying Democrat socialists in our government that are wreaking havoc against us, we the people. They're misrepresenting us. I was talking with John Mills, you know, the author of his new book, War Against the Deep State. I've got to have him back because we could barely get into this. There's so much more to understand here. But we're being misrepresented at all levels. And he talks about the deep state. John was the one that rattled everybody's nerve when, you know, because I said to him, I said, John, you know, there's four branches of government. You know, we've got the legislative, we've got the judicial, and we've got the executive branch of government. And I said the fourth was the deep state. And he goes, oh, no, no. He goes, you got to break it down. There's three more elements within the deep state. As he mentioned, you have the administrative state. You've got the you've got the intelligence community, which involves the Justice Department. You know, the FBI, CIA, that's a part and an arm of the deep state and the operation of the bureaucracy and our government, our form of government. And then, of course, the other that we didn't get a chance to go in any detail about is all the NGOs, all these other elements that are taking advantage and accessing the Treasury to, you know, to their benefit and their policies. I mean, that's a lot of what's going on at the southern border right now. This is all NGO-driven. How do you think these people are getting cell phones? How do you think that they're being advised of what's going on? These NGOs are setting us up. They don't love America. They don't care about America. They hate America. You need to understand this. And so, you know, the remedy, you can say the remedy is coming up in a couple of years, but we need to do something now. And the remedy is you've got to decouple. You've got to decouple from the government as much as you can. I'm not saying that you stop paying your taxes or anything like that, but whenever you have a choice, it's kind of like had a pastor that I know of. And they were given, you know, during the COVID lockdown, right? Because all the churches were given, you know, businesses were given. The government sent out millions of dollars, millions of dollars. And I'd be curious to know how many churches took that money. In this particular case, this pastor sent the money back. We're talking millions of dollars. That's, you know, whoa. He was smart enough to think, and his board was smart enough to think that, oh, the ties that bind. What the government was going to do with that money. What were they expecting when it came time for payback? What was the church supposed to do? Suddenly not render to God the things that were God, but to render to Caesar the things that were God. That's what this is going to come down to. It already did in many ways. But I'd be curious to know how many churches cashed that check. And they're beholden to the government. Look at what's happening. I mean, you know, poor people who have been, have really been, you know, as Horace Cooper, they put them all back in chains. Not just black Americans. It's poor Americans that they put back in chains. And they found a way to do it. You know, through the welfare system, make you beholden to the government. They buy your votes. And the thing is that you can't vote against it. So you're so beholden because of that monthly check. As you know, if you vote the Democrats out or somehow, that somehow if you vote the Democrats out, it's going to put that check in jeopardy. But here it is. It's like that, the story of the, you know, the monkey who's got his hand caught in the jar. And not that I'm saying you're a monkey. I'm just only using this for metaphorical purposes. Okay. And for illustration. The monkey has his hand on a nut, and there's no way he can get his hand out of the jar if he's hanging on to the nut, right? And there he is walking around with his jar, you know, hanging from his arm because he's got that nut. And this is what's happened. The government has given you a nut to hang on to, and meanwhile, you're walking around like the walking wounded. They've crippled you. And to me, that's the biggest offense that they've done to humanity. Our government. This is our government that's misrepresenting us on all levels. Talk about misrepresentation overseas, but just even domestically. The fact that they would do this. Why would they do this? Oh, because these elites, these people, you know, just think that we should be so beholden to them because they're so smart, right? Oh, they went to the right school. All these prestigious universities and everything like that, and they've got law degrees, and they're so much smarter than everybody else. You know, I don't see the proof of it, other than that's what they tell you. Because these smart alecks that know so much, they got us in debt to the tune of $33 trillion. And they have compromised our national security. And they have ruined the lives of people. Whether we're talking about policies that literally killed people during the pandemic, or whether you're talking about a slower death, and that is that you get them beholding to the money so that you become mediocre. And so what you end up doing is you got to survive, and, you know, so you do a side hustle, and, you know, you're still a little bit there, you're still there, and then you get these radical, you know, progressive Soros-type prosecutors that say, oh, we're not going to prosecute anything over $1,000. So come one, come all, go ahead and ravage all these department stores, you know, just, but make sure you don't take more than $1,000, okay? If you get more than $1,000, then, you know, then it's a problem. We got to do paperwork and, you know, that's not cool. So just take your $1,000 because somehow, you know, these prosecutors feel that they owe it. The man, the society owes it to you. So you go ahead and you side hustle this deal. You get $1,000. You're working in with a network criminal element that buys that product from you. And then they go out and sell it swap meets or however they sell it and move it off. Or maybe they, you know, sell it to Amazon or whatever, you know. But everybody's, you know, making money. And meanwhile, then the stores say, hey, enough of this stuff. This is too costly. We can't afford to live in this community or in these blue districts where prosecutors aren't going to prosecute criminals. So we're shutting things down. So now they lose the taxes, okay? So the taxes go away because these big men, I mean, these are big corporations just saying, no, we're out of here. And so you got this exodus that's going on in these communities. Jobs are lost. You know, your daughter, your sons that would normally take on a job in some of these operations, you know, whether it's a pharmacy or department stores or grocery stores, that they would have a job to get them through school and be able, those are all gone now. You know, and some of these families that don't even have a car, you know, where the neighborhood pharmacy they could walk to, they can't. Now it's 30, 40 miles away. This is what this government has done. Okay. And meanwhile, because they got you thinking, holding on to that nut, you got to hold on to that nut. Then you become less than what you are. Instead of going out and getting involved and getting into the fray of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you just sit there on your couch, you get your government check, your government cheese, and any other thing they want to throw your way. Especially, you know, it's always a windfall profit time come election time, because, boy, they want your vote. And all of a sudden, what they've ignored in the 3.5 previous period of time, years in that, 3.5 years they've ignored, suddenly, you know, they have interest in you. And so they come in, and you know the routine, you're used to it. So they buy your vote again, and you keep them in office, and they're happy, and they think, okay, all is well in the universe, because the alleged smart people are in control. And meanwhile, look at the collateral damage to we the people, and how we've been mediocritized. This is not the better America that I defended, that my family defended in several wars. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. Thanks.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.